Welcome to the JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII, JJ Knitting Company serving our communities in Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with local historian Mike Zoss about his feed sack quilt display that's now on exhibit at the Kelowna Historical Village. What is the display History in a Cloth Bag at the Kelowna Museum?
It is about fabric from 1900 to 1950, and they asked me to put quilts up made out of feed sacks. That was a period of time when flour companies and feed companies were putting their product in cloth bags and encouraging people to reuse them. I put up, I think, around 70 quilts. But I wanted it to be a display that people other than quilters could enjoy. So I've moved 14 pickup loads of stuff there. And it's got room settings and historical objects important to the community. So it's more than just quilts. A lot of bags and things made from bags, but there's a lot of other things as well.
How did you put this collection together?
Well, I didn't know I did. It just kind of happened. When I started school in a one-room school, I wore a shirt made out of a feed sack. And so I've just always known about them and have been able through time to collect some, and people have given me some. And it's just been a long process. I probably have collected for 50 years.
What is the condition of the display items?
Normally, people would bleach the name of the feed company out of the sacks. But there are some that you can still see that on the back. You didn't want your quilt to advertise pig feed. Of the quilts that we have displayed, like I said, there's 60 or 70 of them. I'm thinking maybe five or fewer are machine done. The rest are all hand finished, or hand done, hand pieced and quilted. The quilt with the most pieces has almost 14,000 pieces. One has 13,700 pieces, and some of those pieces are a quarter of an inch size. They would be scraps that were left over after they made clothing, and then they used those scraps and put them in quilts. Everybody kind of has ones they like, whether it's color or pattern or whatever. That one, with all those pieces, is an exceptional quilt, but most of them are. I had a large group of Old Order Amish that went through today, and several of them commented on all of the work that went into them, that they were not likely to put that much work into a quilt anymore. There's a quilt that my great-great-grandmother made, two quilts made by different great-grandmothers, and my mother and grandmother worked on some of them, and so there are those stories, and some that people have given me that were important in their family, and they wanted to be part of the collection. So I have stories about just about every one of the quilts displayed. I have a bag that was from the Mamie Eisenhower's dad's flour mill, and I have a bag from Bess Truman's father's flour mill, and I have one that was from a bag that Herbert Hoover had used as a relief bag in Belgium. There's connections to a lot of things. Maybe the most famous thing is not a bag. Most of these things are in the teens, 20s, 30s, 40s. And in the 30s, we had a United States senator from Iowa who was from Washington. And I have on display his desk and some things about him. And he also was one of the very first U.S. Olympic coaches. So I have things about him as a senator and as an Olympic coach as well. Myth, Wild Man Brookhart. And Wild Man was his mother's maiden name. That's really his name. It's not a nickname. Well, we've been pleased at how well it has been received. So far, you know, it's just opened on April 1st. Some national publicity, but I think we have close to 15 or 20 different states already.
That was local historian Mike Zoss joining us on the JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about his feed sack quilt display on exhibit at the Kelowna Historical Village. JJ Knitting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.